Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Last week was part one of our Investors Summit at Sea Show. Lots of the faculty members who joined us for the 15th Annual Investor Summit. This week, we'll talk to almost all the rest as we continue with part two of the 2017 Investors Summit at Sea with the Real Estate Guys.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Back again with the live studio audience. It's week two on the 15th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. We've been last week we did a show. This week we did a show. Now on the ship, it was really only 1 week, but it felt like two, didn't it? Oh my gosh, it's been absolutely amazing. People have been learning together, eating together, sleeping together, sunbathing together. It's been absolutely amazing, and the faculty, unbelievable, I think is Tommy's word. Let's meet a returning summiteer, Michael Becker. How are you?
Hey, Robert.
So, Michael, you have a chance to interact quite regularly with these folks because you're usually the last man standing at the bar. Tell us what some of the feedback you got from just the first timers. This is your second time. Yeah. Second time's different, right?
Yeah, like I mentioned last year when I was coming on, I knew a lot of people on the boat because I go to the syndication event, but I felt like I went on the boat with acquaintances and I left with friends. And so now we really cemented a lot of friendships and made a whole lot more new friends as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens is you come seeking content. All these speakers, and they have great things to say, but a lot of what really happens into the week is more context. You know, meet other people, hear what they're doing, those kinds of things. As a lender, you're making loans to folks who are buying apartment buildings. What kind of conversations did you get in around that? People want to pick your brain. What are the things that were on their mind?
Yeah, a lot of people just kind of asking where we are in the cycle, any major impacts with the recent rise in interest rates, and how does it impact the products. But generally speaking, the market's still very liquid, very flush. Everything's, you know, still all systems go when it comes from the lending standpoint. So I think it was good to reinforce that with a lot of people because that's a fear they had, and it shouldn't be.
You know, we, as we mentioned last week, had a chance to hear from Dr. Doug Duncan, chief economist for Fannie Mae. You, of course, broker a lot of those type of loans. So how was that part of it? Did you get a chance to interact at all with Doug?
Yeah, we had dinner one night, and it was great. So he's still reasonably bullish. I mean, we all heard a lot of gloom and doom about the potential macro environment, but everything's local, and if you guys buy in the right markets and structure your deals properly, I still think there's a strategic opportunity out there, and I think that's one of the messages I took away from Doug's talk as well.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, it's easy to look at the past, harder to look at the future, and for us to make any meaningful changes in what we're going to do or even chart our course, we've got to have a lot of information, a lot of data points. Any other big epiphanies that you had this week or any ahas, any of that stuff?
Really, the biggest takeaway for me from this whole cruise is just, you know, I'm just really impressed with you guys and the high level and caliber of people here, and you just learn more from just the dinner conversations than you do even in the room. That's really what I take away more of this event, just the one-on-one time with everybody. So if I haven't met you, please meet me because we're about to get off this boat. So I'd love to meet everyone on this boat.
If you had a great conversation or a meal with Becker, how about a round of applause? Excellent stuff. Also returning for his second time, a gentleman I've known more than 20 years, my good friend and our Summit faculty member, Kyle Wilson.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you, Robert. It's been great.
It has been great. It's been great having you again. If you had a cool conversation with Kyle Wilson, how about a round of applause? Thank you. That's what you're masterful at, my friend, getting around people, asking great questions, connecting, and of course you shared a lot of marketing ideas, not only from the marketing panel, but also just as you were, you know, you have this ability to see kind of what people need and add value. Talk about some of the conversations you got in this week.
Oh, wow. Had some amazing conversations, and over at dinner, right? Dinner's a great time to connect, and yes, at the bar occasionally. Just even the first day, sat at the table with Chris Martinson. And we really hit off, and then Adam Taggart. And so, again, I didn't know who those guys were. You'd spoke so highly, but just some phenomenal conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you know, a lot of what you do is, I know I'm a member of your Inner Circle Mastermind. You bring people together to share ideas like this. What elements of that do you see in a week like this when people are spending so much time together?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Because, again, the information's priceless. The information you and Russ have put together for a week to have a Simon Black, a Robert Kiyosaki, a Peter Schiff, the list goes on, Ed Griffin, but they show up authentically. You could go to a seminar and get content, but for people to show up and be themselves and be authentic, that's over the top. And then for 7 days, you've set the bar so high on how to show up, to be a giver, right, just to come from the heart, connect with people. And it really is the community. It's the relationships that are priceless that come from this, right? Deals have been made, right? Ideas have. And I know for me, my mind has been tremendously expanded this year versus even last year. Last year was amazing. This year it's like taken to a whole new level. And you get around to Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart and so many of you guys. It's like, wow, I want to become a better person. They inspire you. When we get around amazing people, it makes us want to be better. So that's another huge takeaway.
Yeah, such a good point. Part of it's because the bar's set pretty high. It's expensive to come. It's a big chunk of time. You got to be pretty serious to want to do this. And because of that, most of the people are fully engaged. They're really into it. And I think open-minded enough to hear new ideas. It's not just one way of thinking. We hear all kinds of different back and forth and stuff. So tell us about that part of it.
Yeah, so you're really smart if you are inquisitive and you want to learn. Not so smart if you want to defend your ideas. What's that going to gain you, right? Getting in a debate with someone doesn't benefit you. What benefits you is when you're open-minded, you're asking questions. I have learned so much. I've just been doing it on my phone, but just taking so many notes. And it's going to take several days just to decompress and think through all the amazing ideas and say, where do I begin? But I think a lot of it's just being open-minded, being curious, really wanting to learn what someone else is doing. And I know for myself, there's some people I thought I knew that I really got to spend time with, and it took it to a whole new level. Several people that I'd not really spent that much time with, that this time I really got to know them on a much better level, got tons of great ideas.
Excellent. Let's give them a hand.
Thank you.
Our next returning faculty member back with 3 peppers on his badge, meaning this is his 3rd Investor Summit at Sea. Let's welcome Gene Garino. Now, Gene, the first time you came 3 years ago, I think we had you do a roundtable. We just met. Last time you came on as a faculty member and got to teach. This time you got to do that, and then roundtable discussions, and you're taking folks to lunch and all that. So I guess, first of all, in case folks haven't heard, just a little brief synopsis on your background in real estate, what you do today.
Residential assisted living turns single-family homes into assisted living facilities all over the country with our students. It's been amazing.
And you have lots of students here and lots of people interested. Tell us about that part. This is kind of a interesting demographic, because it's clear the way the numbers are going in terms of people aging, but also kind of a unique small opportunity that can get as big as you want it to get.
Yeah, when you talk about the actual client itself, it's not the resident who's in the home, but it's the family. The person who really needs the help is the one who's responsible to take care of mom and dad. So the silver tsunami, the people who are moving into the home, the baby boomers themselves, they're not moving in, but it's their parents. So I'm 56, and it's the parents who are 80 and 90 years old who need that help moving in, but I'm the client, the person who's paying for mom and dad's care. So they need the help, and they're not ready for a nursing home or skilled nursing, but that extra care, that assisted living, we can do it in a home setting, a residential assisted living.
It does take some training to do this, and I know you had some chance while you were here to get into conversations with folks. And tell us about that, about connecting with some of the people that have been students and learning about what they're doing now and all that.
I feel a lot like Tom Hopkins, that it's the biggest biggest kick I get is teaching people how to do this so they can do it themselves. And just seeing people from all throughout this room, this ship, and seeing people all over the country actually doing this. That, to me, is the best part about it. Teaching them how, going out to their open houses, having them move people in and watching them help other people. It's a do good, do well. So I love to teach other people, watch them do it. It's been fantastic.
You had a great story at the beginning of your presentation about the first time you came and the effect it had on your son.
Yeah, Emmanuel, when he came, he came and first of all, you guys blew his mind and he was ready to just quit and curl up in a ball and do nothing, you know, like a lot of people here because, you know, the end of the world, money doesn't work, banks don't work. But then once we realized, he realized that, hey, it's going to be okay, he listened to all the things that the other adults on the ship were saying, and even though I had tried to share it, it was you influencing him. So he really turned his life around. I encourage those of you listening, come on the summit, bring your kids with you so they can experience it too. They may not listen to you, but they're going to listen to the other people here on the cruise, on the ship, and it literally changed his life. He went home, read 50 books. He's now a very successful real estate agent. He's getting married this year, so it's just been an incredible, incredible journey over the last 2 years for him.
All right, good stuff. If you had a good conversation with Gene Guarino, have a round of applause.
Awesome.
That's amazing, Gene. You talked to everybody but two people. Good job. All right. And also returning, I think, is it Three Peppers as well? Another Three Pepper person. Let's welcome Mr. David Sewell. Now, David, you talked about one of our favorite other asset classes within real estate, and that's agricultural. In fact, specifically sustainable ag. Talk about what your presentation covered.
Well, my presentation this time actually covered the social side of what we do in the economic and environmentally sustainable world. We have three pillars that we believe in, and one's economic, of course. If you don't make money, you can't stay around to do your thing. Environmental is important. It's more than just thinking green or being green or putting it on a label. It's leaving what you found in nature in better shape for the people coming behind than you got it. But the forgotten pillar often is the people that do the work. And the socially sustainable side is really important to us. So I spoke to that. Here we learn a lot. We learn, get yourself a team, get yourself a team, get yourself a team. Everybody says that, and that's cool. But if you're an entrepreneur and you're on your own and you're trying to recreate the world, sometimes you just don't know what that means, what you're going to do with the team once you got them. And that part of our social program is important, and that's to what I spoke to this time.
All right, excellent. Now, of course, we know as listeners of the show that you're involved in the coffee business, and folks that heard the interview that you and I did a few weeks back when we talked about chocolate and kind of your new crop, if you will, this time some of the summiteers got to actually go see your chocolate operation in Belize. What'd you guys think of that? I have to tell you, man, I walked into that store and it was absolutely amazing. And you've got Josh there just showing us what he's doing and making delicious chocolate. The chocolate was fantastic. Tell us about that end of the business. You know, we think about agricultural, you know, beans and then it shows up and my gosh, it was amazing.
That in itself is 100% demonstration of the team. I'm sitting over here on my keister, you know, floating around the ocean, not doing very little contact. The team pulled that off entirely. The store is not open. The day before you saw it, it was a lot different than the day you saw it. Josh's, there were some pretty black circles under Josh's eyes in the morning we opened the store for you guys. It was just put on specially for the summit. So the team pulled that off. The president, whose name is Trevor Miles, a Belizean, turned his people to, and they did a remarkable job. They took care of every little detail. You know, if you're the CEO or the founder or whatever we call ourselves, we're flying around at 30,000 feet and we're trying to figure out where we're going to be this time next year maybe. But somebody's got to do it. And somebody's got to, you know, ready, fire, aim. Works well. These people are gems. They pulled all that off for you yesterday in a short, very short period of time, and the accolades are 100% theirs. They did the work for you.
Awesome. And most of us left with a bag of chocolate nibs. So how about that? Thanks, David Sewell. It's the 15th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. We're recapping some of the highlights, meeting some of the faculty. We'll have more when we get back. I'm your host, Robert Helms, for the Real Estate Guys.
Yeah. live nationwide. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Memphis is famous for being the home of the king of rock and roll, but it's also the king of cash flow. If you're looking for affordable cash flow properties, it's hard to beat Memphis. Get your portfolio rocking and more cash flowing your way by calling Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's the king of turnkey properties. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing Report. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe, CEO of Paradigm Life. Wall Street and banks spend billions of dollars per year in advertising with the goal to convince you that they are the solution. But take a look around. None of their advice has worked. If you're listening to this, odds are pretty good that you're already a real estate investor, or at least becoming one. So why do you do it? Is it to hedge inflation, the tax benefits, or maybe it's to get your money away from Wall Street? It's because of these benefits and so many more that I created the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy. When you combine successful real estate investing with the Perpetual Wealth Strategy, you have the recipe for what has helped the wealthy to establish their financial well-being for decades. You can download the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy today by clicking the Resources tab on the Real Estate Guys Radio homepage. Don't wait. Go download it now.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Rickards, the author of The New Case for Gold, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. We're in the middle of the ocean with a beautiful studio audience. It's been amazing this week. We've had so much fun, and one of the guys that makes it super fun is back for his fourth summit in a row, sales legend Tom Hawken. Tommy, it's always great. We started off, and the first morning, we were ready to get on the boat. Before we did, you just wowed us. Tell us about the success traits of champions.
Well, first of all, I believe that there are always going to be people that are successful, regardless of economies, regardless of what happens. I believe, and I'm not saying this braggadociously, but I believe if I jumped out of an airplane in a city that I had never been and knew no one, that if I went out and started knocking doors, making calls, prospecting, building a business, that within 90 days I would have a profit center, because I totally believe that's what happens when you have people's skills. I also believe that regardless of what happens, there's an 80-20 rule. 80% of the people in a world of free enterprise and capitalism like our gorgeous country will make 20% of the money. And 20% will make 80%, and then you will have that 5% that will be superstars that will rise to a high level of accomplishment, a great income, and they'll end up as multimillionaires. And I don't care what the economy is like, I believe that will always be the case. And I have to feel that way, because if you don't believe, it's kind of like a man that says, I can, and a man that says, I can't, they're both right. Because so much of it is what's in here as to your mind, your mentality, your attitude, putting yourself in the right place, going through the pain of change if necessary, finding out what works, learning from other mentors that have accomplished a high degree of success. And I think these are the reasons why I don't care what people think with all the numbers. I believe there will always be that 5% of superstars that put themselves in the right place and accomplish a high degree of wealth just because they're champions. And that's my belief.
What do you think of that? Now, Tom, you teach us that it's not a few people that are in sales. You say everyone's in sales. Why do you say that?
Well, I totally believe that if you understand selling in a way of communicating effectively, convincing your children to do the right thing, persuading your spouse to put up with you, all of these things are in a way selling skills. And there are so many people that are not turned on by selling, but turned off because of bad experiences. Because selling is a field that's so easy to get into, and many people can't seem to do anything else, but they'll get hired into some company to sell. And because they aren't pros, they'll hurt people. And which, of course, I keep teaching, as you've heard Robert and Russell all say, keep thinking of the S word, that we're servants. And if we're servants, that service will be the reason why we'll prosper. And regardless of the times, I believe that there will be that top 5%, 20%, then 80%. And that'll be determined by your skill level, your attitude, your ability to communicate, and your commitment to hard work. I took 3 days off when I got my real estate license. I took 3 days off in my first 3 years. I was the first one in the office, normally the last one to get home. I had 3 Christmas days in 3 years that I did not go in and did not show homes, did not close sales. And the reason why I sold 365 homes my last year, averaging one a day, was because I had such a focus on commitment that if I would outwork everyone, outsell everyone with effort, that I'd build the momentum to create the productivity, the income, to where I would achieve my goals, which, of course, I didn't have a thing going for me, uneducated, 90 days of college, scared to death, having no real understanding of selling. And again, I was blessed to have what's happening in this room, to find people as mentors, people that would teach me, people that I would not have to walk down the path because they've already walked it. And because of their walk, their skill, their knowledge, and their love of sharing. See, one thing I've learned about great people, and you that I've autographed your books, I said I wish you greatness, because I love the word greatness. I think every human being has inside them greatness, willing to come out when someone there helps them get it out. And so that's why I always autograph my books that way. I wish you greatness, because greatness is available to anyone who will pay the price and commitment and get focused, achieve their goals, refuse to be denied their dreams, because they will never stop believing that they're going to become those that achieve greatness.
Tommy Hopkins, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's no secret that my life was impacted by meeting Tom Hopkins. That's true for Russ. That's true for Ken McElroy. Speaking of sales, let's welcome back a guy who has sold easily more than 25 million books. That's Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. Robert, you always talk about sales being the essential skill and that people can sell. If people can learn to sell, it's something they need to do. Talk about your mindset on sales.
Well, as my friend Blair Singer always says, sales equals income. So if you look at a financial statement, first line is income. And the primary reason people don't have income is they can't sell. And I grew up in a family where the word sell is a four-letter word. And I still hear it today. Oh, I'm not a salesman. I'm a sales executive. You know, they give some stuff. No, I went to college for communications, but they still can't sell. And so when somebody is hurting financially, it's very easy to say, well, can you sell? I don't like to sell, and that's the problem. And I'm honored to be sitting next to Tommy Hopkins because I was one of the guys in the audience listening to him when I was first starting out, learning how to sell, because I am extremely shy. And I came back from Vietnam in 1973, and my father, poor dad, had been fired, not fired, but he couldn't get a job, although a PhD. And then I went to see my rich dad, and I said, I want to be an entrepreneur. He says, good, you have to learn how to sell. And I went, and all my family background of being educators and academics came to the surface. I said, we don't sell. My mother always thought salesmen were scum, you know, and all this. And all that prejudice came up about people in sales. And so I said to my rich dad, I said, well, I want to be an entrepreneur. I just don't want to sell. He says, well, then you can't be an entrepreneur. It was that simple. So I was desperate, pleading, looking for an alternative route, and he finally said to me, he says, Robert, how's your sex life? And I said, not good. He says, because you can't sell. That's
Robert Kiyosaki, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the 15th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. More when we come back with the Real Estate Guys. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
If you want to retire in the next 5 years or less through real estate, then please pay close attention. My name is Brad Sumrock, and I've taught thousands of my students how to replace their incomes, quit their jobs, and retire faster than they ever thought possible by not investing in single-family homes. You see, there's a secret to retiring fast with little risk, and it has nothing to do with being a landlord, fixing toilets, or flipping houses. The secret is multifamily apartment buildings. Starting from scratch with zero experience, I managed to pocket over $1 million in cash and retire from my 17-year corporate job within 3 years of apartment investing. Now, this is not your typical no-money-down real estate training. We believe in smart, hard work for intelligent people. So if you're good with your finances, have a decent job, or saving your money, and you're looking for a change and getting out of the rat race, then investing in apartment buildings might just be the answer you've been looking for. Send an email right now to Sumrock at realestateguysradio.com to get the details of my upcoming training event, and you'll also receive my free training webinar, Apartment Investing for Beginners. That's Sumrock, S-U-M-R-O-K, at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Darren Hardy, author of The Compound Effect, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. It's the 2017 Investors Summit at Sea, Part 2. Before we get back to the interviews with the amazing faculty, it's time to play real estate trivia, your chance to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question, which, of course, has something to do with our summit itinerary. Last week on the show, we gave away a copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, the 20th anniversary edition of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, signed by Robert. This week, we're going to give away a copy of The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, signed by Ken McElroy. Here's how it's going to work. In just a minute, I'm going to give you a real estate trivia question that has something to do with real estate. In fact, the part of real estate that we're discovering this week. As soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your physical mailing address. We can send you the prize. Last week on part one of the show, we asked this. The island of Roatan is part of the Bay Islands of Honduras. How many Bay Islands are there? Well, the answer is there's 8 Bay Islands and 53 additional small cays located off the northern coast of Honduras. That was a tough one, but it was worth an autographed copy of the brand new 20th anniversary edition of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Our final port on the Investor Summit at Sea is Cozumel, which is Mexico's largest permanently inhabited island, just off the eastern coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, right opposite Playa del Carmen. Here's our real estate trivia question. What does the name Cozumel mean? What's the meaning of the word Cozumel? What does that mean? What's the meaning of the name of this beautiful island? If you think you know or just want to take a guess, send us your best answer to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name and your mailing address along with the answer to the question, because if you're the winner, you're going to get an autographed copy of The ABCs of Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy. That's today's real estate trivia question. We've got a live studio audience. And we are in the middle of the ocean heading back to dry land. We've had an amazing investor summit as usual. Let's say hello to first-time faculty member, Victor Menashe. Hey, Victor.
Hey, Robert.
Now, Victor, you've been to quite a few of our events, and you've spoken at the Secrets of Successful Syndication, but this was your first summit. And tell us just your takeaways, your epiphanies after being to a lot of the other things we do. What was this like for you?
I've attended a lot of conferences. I've attended your events. And one of the things that really impressed me about the Investor Summit is just the caliber of the people. And honestly, to build the kind of relationships that I've developed in the past week. Talk about compressing time frames. You know, what I've accomplished personally in a week would take me 6 to 9 months on dry land.
There you go. Talk about compressing time frames. If you feel like you've compressed the time frame this week, just a round of applause. Excellent, excellent. So that's a good point. Now, Victor, this time you had lots to share. Of course, your book, Magnetic Capital, has been out a couple months, and a lot of folks were able to pick up a copy of that. But you gave us a glimpse into the next book. So tell us about Startupology.
Yeah, so the next book, Startupology, is actually a chapter in Magnetic Capital. And it's a book that I was working on when my business coach told me that I needed to write Magnetic Capital first, so I did. Startupology is really about the science of transforming startup companies into big business overnight. Now, that sounds like a gimmick. It sounds like something too good to be true. But the premise is that if you want to do a startup, the chances of you succeeding are about 10%. And if you are successful, it'll take you about 7 years to achieve profitability. So if you really want to do a startup, my advice is don't do it. You're better off maybe going to the casino. If you really want to, if you have an idea that's going to transform an industry, you're better off finding an adjacent business that already has revenue and customers and go buy that business. Use the revenue stream from that business to fund your startup. It's a much faster way to get profitability. Your chances of success go up by a factor of 8. It's that simple.
All right, good stuff. Now let's talk a little about magnetic capital, because sure. This is the idea that money is out there. It's abundant. It's easy to find, but you better know what you're doing to do that.
What I've discovered in the years that I've been raising capital is there's almost a formula, and there are very few people out there teaching it, very few people who have really dissected it. And what I discovered is when you're successful in raising capital, there's really 5 elements, and if you hit on all 5 of those elements, it's remarkably easy. And if you're having a tough time, it's because one or more of those elements are missing. It's not rocket science. It's just got to fit, and if you have that fit, it's easy.
Excellent stuff. Let's give him a hand. We had the great joy this year of having more faculty members than ever, and that was both awesome and exhausting, but it was so great to hear new ideas. At the same time, to revisit old friendships back for his 7th Investor Summit at Sea. How about a hand for Patrick Donahoe?
Thank you.
Patrick, man, every year I seem to ask you, you know, what was your takeaway coming for a 5th time, a 6th time, now a 7th time?
Well, it's what I've said in years past. I mean, the environment that you're in, your network, the people that you know, that's who shapes a lot of who you are. And I think that, you know, as Victor was saying, there's a dynamic that exists with, you know, being confined to an area for an entire week with people that you hardly ever get to have the type of conversations with that you have. And from that, there's so much stimulation, so much motivation to help propel whatever you're doing. And I think that, you know, oftentimes as entrepreneurs or business owners or investors, you know, you feel like there's no one that you can associate with. But this is a group that everybody, in a sense, is going through exactly what you are. And so hearing their stories, hearing what they did to get through, hearing what their challenges are, maybe even in helping with some of the things you've gone through and how to help them. It's just you have so many opportunities to do that. And I saw just as much of it this year as I've seen in previous years.
Now, over the years, you've come with various configurations of your family. This time, you brought your youngest daughter. Talk about that.
Yeah, so my wife, Cynthia, she came with our almost 2-year-old last year. And that was enough to, you know, make her not want to come for a few years. So that challenge, we, you know, because I reserved when I was here, so we had, you know, two slots. And so my daughter Megan has always been interested in the whole Rich Dad Poor Dad story. I bought her this little tiny Rich Dad Poor Dad book when she was 6. And she has had it since, and she actually got it signed by Robert this time, which is really cool. But, you know, it's awesome just to, you know, really understand that your kids want to know more about what you do. And oftentimes you just don't get a lot of chances to teach them. And so being here, I thought it would be an ideal opportunity for her to not only meet everyone here and see what they're doing and have really cool conversations with them or their kids, but also just to be around me in a different capacity than I'm at home.
Such a good point, because the conversations you're in, kids are amazing. I mean, they're sponges for information, so you got to be careful about that,
no, too,
right? Especially because some of you stay up pretty late. But hanging out at the beach and just, you know, we saw last night in the dining room, we do this thing where if you come with your kids, first couple of nights, they generally sit with you until they get comfortable. And then, this is totally optional, but we have what we call our Pepper Pals program, where all the kids sit together in a couple of tables. And last night, it was awesome. As they all came up, it just turned into, they decided to separate out into the boys' table and the girls' table. We hadn't done that before, and so it was boys versus girls, and that was pretty awesome. She was right in the thick of that.
No, Megan's one of those where in the beginning it's like she's, you know, a little shy, and then the instant that rapport is built, it's like she's best friends for life. So it was really cool to see her make some friends last night.
So cool, right? I mean, if we had only been exposed to this information at that age. How about a hand for Patrick Dono? Of course, this year you also had a chance to meet a brand new faculty member, not first time of one of our events, but first time on a summit at sea. Let's say hi to Kathy Fecky. Kathy, we go way back. We've known each other a long time, and it's the first time you've been on the summit. Tell us what it was like for you this week.
Oh my gosh, I can tell you exactly what I loved the most. It was hearing the band and having my husband in the band. So he is in the band.
Drummer extraordinaire, percussionist, wow.
That was a highlight. One regret I have, but we still have time, is I did not get a dance with the Godfather. Because he's always up singing. So another big highlight was, hearing you sing. That was great. And that you still have a voice. Amazing.
See, isn't that crazy? So, you of course, have been educating folks for a long time about real estate investing, and you had a great chance to hold court during this event. But I know a lot of what you study is market cycles, and that's actually what you spoke about. Talk about where you see us in the real estate market and the things that you want to share with folks.
Oh boy. It's the ninth inning in a lot of markets, in stocks, of course, but not all stocks, in real estate, but not all real estate, right? So you have to know which markets are strong and which aren't, and make sure that you're making, this is the time that you have to make very, very wise decisions. Otherwise, it could end up to be a very different story next year at this time.
Well, this is interesting because we both kind of started our radio shows when it was a pretty good market, pretty strong. We're all that up, and then both went through all the decimation, and now it's back again. So that gives you some perspective. There's a lot of podcasts out there, and you've got a great podcast in hand for years. There's a lot of podcasts out there where the hosts are awesome, and they mean well, and they're sharing information, but they've never seen a down market. Having been to see this movie before, right, you've got some ideas.
Yeah, I was a very different host 10 years ago. So, you know, if you've been investing since 2009, then you need to know that there's a lot you don't know. And be sure that you've talked to people who have been in down cycles, because now I only interview people on the show, not only, but I try to interview people who have been through several cycles, ideally have been investing for 30 to 40 years and have seen a lot of different things, because that's when you can start to see the signs and the signals, whereas a lot of people in the past 10 years maybe just think they're really good at investing and have just really maybe gotten lucky. And that's not everybody, but it's a very, very different game when things turn around, and they will. They always do, and you need to be prepared.
How about a hand for Kathy Vecchi? Also, first-time Summit faculty member, although he has been a faculty member at our Secrets of Successful Syndication. Let's say hi to Brad Sumrock. So now, Brad, I know going in, the one thing that you wanted to get done, just let me ask you, did he get it done this week?
Yes, it did.
You did, okay. So you got your picture taken with Robert Kiyosaki.
I did, yes.
Excellent.
I did.
So Brad's background is in apartments. In fact, his very first investment was a 32-unit apartment. And you talked also, like Kathy did, about markets and market cycles. Speak to that part of it.
Yeah, so, you know, 2017 could still be a good year for apartments. Cap rates have come down. But we're looking at the B and the C class, where the cap rates are generally higher than the A class. We're looking in secondary and tertiary markets, and those areas have higher yields as well. So, you know, if you're looking at the right properties and the right markets, I think there's still opportunities to be found.
You get a chance this week to network with some of your existing students, but also meet a bunch of new people. Tell us about that aspect of it, to be able to spend time away and really talk through this stuff at dinner and all that.
Yeah, 7 days on a ship, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, seminars, parties, excursions. For me, it was a phenomenal experience to deepen existing relationships, but also to just connect with people. I mean, look, when you're 7 days on a ship for like from 8 a.m. until after midnight, you know, you meet the real person. So that was a phenomenal experience for me.
Such a good point, right? So many conferences, people fly in, fly out, and you know, maybe a cocktail party, and they're off. This is a whole different world when you're spending real time with people. What are some of the themes that you notice? Questions people are asking, what the topics around dinner were, just some of those things.
Well, a lot of people are asking, you know, what they should do. You know, what should they do? What should you do when you get off of the ship? What action should you take? So there was a lot of discussions around that, you know, ranging from, you know, single family to multifamily to precious metals. A lot of discussions around what actions to take on Monday.
Excellent. Now, if you got in a cool conversation with Brad Sumrock, how about a round of applause? Excellent. Well, thanks, guys. Well, more when we come back, you're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help Developing your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from May 5th through 8th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 10 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful. The people are wonderful. And wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2016 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year is off to an even better start. How does that translate to real estate investment? Well, that's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize when it comes to real estate investing, including both long-term and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong, and contracts are in English. And in Ambergris Key, the market we'll spend time in, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me May 5th through 8th in Ambergris Key, Belize, as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips here at the Real Estate Guys, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet lots of local providers that will help educate you about the market so you can follow up with them after the trip if the market is interesting to you. But that falls in your court. You'll receive their contact details, but they won't receive yours unless you give it to them. You've heard about Belize and the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Events, where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trips. Once you register, you'll get information about our group hotel rates, as well as travel details. So join me in Belize. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under Events and join us for the next Belize Discovery Trip. I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Mark Skousen, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. We're somewhere in the middle of the ocean with a live studio audience. It is the 15th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. It's been an amazing week. The gentleman you're about to meet actually came last year for just the land portion to sit on our precious metals panel. This year, he stayed with us the entire time. Please welcome the promoter of the New Orleans Investment Conference, Mr. Brian London. First of all, Brian, you run the longest-running investment conference in the United States, so your guy has been doing this a long, long time. What was it like to be on the other side of the seat, so to speak, this time?
Robert, it was great. I remember one session earlier, we were running over, and I was thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Then all of a sudden, I realized, it's not my problem. I'm going to sit back and watch you handle it, and I'm going to take more notes.
Excellent. Being at your event for the last 5 years, it's a big deal. A lot of stuff going on and all that, and you work so hard behind the scenes. You have an amazing team, so it's great to have you, you know, a little more relaxed, right, to be able to talk to people and so forth. And, of course, our premise as the Real Estate Guys is, before you're a real estate investor, you're an investor, and you need to understand all asset classes. And you not only gave us a great keynote, but also on the panel this morning about precious metals. Share with us some of the high notes. For the folks listening at home who may have not considered metal as an investment, what did you guys talk about?
Well, you know, as you've said repeatedly, and as you guys have started to come to my conference for this very reason, there's a big crossover between real estate and precious metals and tangible assets in general. There are a lot of trends in the economy in the world today, primarily the depreciation, the ongoing depreciation of currencies, the great amount of debt that's been built up in the world, and all of these eventually benefit tangible assets, tangible investments. So not just precious metals, but also real estate. So there's a lot of crossover between the two asset classes.
So I think a lot of folks this summit have definitely been turned on to paying attention at least. And, of course, you shared with us kind of where we are in the market. And that's the hard part, right, when you start to look at any new asset class to try to figure out, like Kathy was talking about, the market cycles.
I'm assuming there's market cycles when it comes to metals.
There actually are, and the metal itself goes through some cycles. What you see, and what I tried to show in some charts on this seminar, in the summit, is that there's a long-term depreciation of the dollar and a long-term depreciation of currencies in general as their buying power, their purchasing power, diminishes. Over that same time frame, there's a long-term increase in precious metals prices, but there are cycles along the way. And if you're buying for insurance, if you're buying precious metals to insure your wealth, you need to just buy that metal and put it away and try and buy at some interim low points. But if you're buying as an investment, you really need to watch these cycles and learn how to play them successfully.
Now, in the Gold Newsletter, you often talk about where we're headed and some of those things. And I know sometimes you talk about, hey, short term this week, look for this, and next week, look for this. But then the bigger picture is you got to spend some time, and I know you took some questions offline about this, about the early stages of the metal investing. Instead of investing in bars or coins, investing in actual mining companies and what we call junior miners. Talk to that part of it a little bit.
Well, if you're investing in the sector and you want to make money, then you want to be in mining stocks that leverage the moves in the metals. They offer tremendous leverage, sometimes 4, 5, 10 times over the actual moves in the metals themselves. But it's a sector that you have to educate yourself on. With these great potential rewards, there are great potential risks. But again, if you can play these cycles, then the mining stocks are really a place where you can multiply the gains in underlying metals.
If you learned something from Brian this week, show of hands by applause. Good stuff. We go to a lot of events, and some we go to once, and some we go to every few years, but the New Orleans Investment Conference is one we go to every year. It happens in October in New Orleans, which is a fun place to go as well. Speaking of metals, another gentleman was on the metals panel this morning, also in the metals space, and a first-time summit faculty member. Let's say hi to Daniel Samuelson. Dana, welcome to the summit. First timer, you probably didn't know much about what you were getting into, but tell us about your experience on the summit.
Well, I had no anticipation of what to expect, and I am stunned by the quality of the experience that your summit offers from the people that you've had speaking, such as Doug Duncan of Fannie Mae, and getting to spend quality time with Robert Kiyosaki. It's been amazing, but more so, it's just the people who are here. Every single person that I've met and had a chance to have an in-depth conversation with has been wonderful, kind, open, generous with their time, willing to learn, wanting to help, nurture, and the people that are here are all wanting to make their lives better financially, spiritually, and enhance their time here, not only on the summit, but with their families and friends and in their lives, and it's just amazing. I am bowled over by how good this summit and the people here truly are.
Well, thanks for that, and thanks for sharing what you did. Obviously, you're in the metal space too, but you're actually a dealer, which means that you deal with clients who want to buy and sell metals and all that, and you gave some great information and a whole ton of charts about that. Tell us your current take on the metals market.
Well, as a physical precious metals dealer, we have people buying and selling with us all the time. Some people get into the space at the right time. Some people are smart and try and buy the dips. And in the marketplace that we're in now, we've seen a big run, and now we've seen a correction following the big run. And I think with the gold and silver have bottomed, and we're turning up higher, but we'll be a little choppy in the meantime as we get used to a new administration in Washington with gridlock being broken. Doug Duncan said it best in his presentation the other day that everything is very sensitive to the politics right now. All markets are. And so we're waiting to see how that translates. But I think the metal space will go grind higher from here in fits and starts until we see a bit more inflation in the marketplace, which I do think is coming.
Now, Dana, at American Gold Exchange, obviously you sell bullion and coins and those kinds of things, what we might call commodity metals. But you also specialize in the numismatics, and that is new to a lot of us. Tell us about the collectible part of the metals market.
Well, back in the day, in the 30s and earlier, our money used to be gold, and until 1964, silver as well. So there are a lot of classic old coins that survive today in mint condition, even though they were made 100, sometimes 200 years ago. And these are truly works of art from our U.S. Mint over the years. Some are very rare, some are scarce, but they're pieces of history, like stamps or paper bills, and old coins are like land. They're not making any more of them either, which is why I've always liked both spaces, and I just happen to be in the coin business, which I love. I get to see history every day in my hands. It's fascinating when you think that a coin you can hold in your hands may have been held by Alexander Hamilton, who invented our monetary system.
Hey, good stuff. We're the Real Estate Guys, but if you learned something about metals this week and you enjoyed it, let them know by a round of applause. Well, always great to have new folks who share their ideas. We had new faculty, returning faculty. This gentleman has 15 peppers on his badge, which means he's been to every single investor summit at sea. He's also been investing in seven different decades. Let's welcome the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms.
Thank you.
Bob, what'd you think?
It's hard to say if this was the best one, but it was one of the best 15 I've been to. It was extremely good. We had an amazing faculty. I love the panels. I was blown away, and I commiserated with a lot of people about drinking from a fire hose. There's just so much information. If there's any downside to getting all the data we got, it's that you don't get to stop and take time and restudy every piece. You got to wait till you get back to do that almost. But it was phenomenal. And we had a high percentage of new summiteers this time. So we congratulate you on being smart enough to invest in yourself, and hopefully the things you learned will make that all worthwhile.
All right, Bob, I know one of your metrics is for a successful summit, you try to meet at least every single person. Have you been able to accomplish that, do you think?
Not quite. There's still a few of you who are hiding out from me. But
all right, if you haven't met the Godfather, make sure that you do that between now and then. And now, you know, at dinner and stuff, right? You get in great conversations. You know, big thing for you, Bob, is helping people to, you know, go to the next level, whatever that is, seeing the lights come on. Tell us about some of your epiphanies from the week in that regard.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun because everybody here has some plan. And most of us have it pretty well figured out. But what do we learn in this game? It probably changes a little from the last time you formalized the plan. So it was fun talking to people, trying to get a sense of where they were. And we have people all over the spectrum of investing experience. A lot of beginners, huge enthusiasm, and a lot of pretty well-studied beginners. So I enjoyed every one of those conversations, and I think people are grateful when they see that you'll take the time to talk to them. I live for that opportunity, so those of you that we talked about that, take me up on it.
So I'm the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms. All right. We did something this year for the first time, and that is our young adults program. We made it possible for folks who were 18 to 25 to come at a much reduced rate. We did much of that through scholarships. We had summiteers last year stand up and agree to sponsor some of these folks. And so we had 15 or 16 of the young adults. And that really changed the dynamic in a lot of ways. If you had a young adult at your table and had an awesome conversation, just by a round of applause, how was that? I mean, they are the future, right? And so some nights we sat them all together so they could gel, and some nights we interspersed them throughout folks, but got a lot of feedback from seasoned investors. The biggest thing we got was, man, I wish I had been there when I was that age. So good stuff. Let's welcome the co-host of the Real Estate Guys radio program, financial strategist Russell Gray. Fifteen and counting, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, you kicked off this introducing me with the talking about the young adult program. And I think that here we are as a group of investors. I can't think of a better investment than investing in the next generation.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And so that's, for me, probably the thing that I'm most proud of. I've watched my children grow up on the summit. And as a parent, you go to work to try to provide the best environment that you can. And at some point, if you are, I think, a good parent and a humble person, you realize that you don't have all the answers, that they need a bigger perspective. And they're going to figure that out at some point. And if you try to be the answer person for everything, they're going to go seek their advice elsewhere. And it may not always be from the best sources. So if I have a chance when a person is young and in their very formative years to put them in an environment where, as you heard from Brian London, who I think is qualified to have an opinion, a guy that has done many investment conferences, The environment that we've been very, very blessed to create here is one that is very nurturing, very accepting, very open, and you get very, very successful people in a culture where they're inclined to want to share. And when you can sow that on the fertile ground of a young mind, when they're bright-eyed and they're ambitious and they're full of energy and they just need a little guidance and they need a little encouragement from people, and to put them in an environment where you can really change the course of their lives, and then you magnify that over the lives that they're going to touch, you really can have an impact. It's like a pebble in the water. So for me, that's been a really, really big part of what's made this year special. And I think the other thing, too, is the cross-pollinization, not just at the summiteer level, which has been fabulous, but at the faculty level. We have really smart people who are subject matters, high-level experts in their space, best-selling authors. And they're not coming here because we're paying them to speak. They're coming here because they want to learn from each other and they want to understand other aspects of the world and the economy and asset classes, and to see them sit on panels together and have conversations and go to lunch together and sit at dinner and talk. And, you know, a lot of the summiteers don't get to experience the faculty dinner, but this is where, at the beginning, we get the faculty together to give them a chance to get to know each other, to give them a chance to bond. And you realize these are very influential people. And you think about, again, the impact that a group of people, or a couple hundred people here floating around on a ship for 1 week out of all of history, and yet we really do have a chance to have a profound impact, maybe more than we realize. And we just, I don't know what's going to germinate from all of this cross-pollinization, but something inside me tells me it's going to be good. And it's going to continue to be good, and I really can't wait till next year.
I have to say that in all the 15 years, I do think this has been the best one, and I think they keep building on each other. Last year, we all looked around and said, how could it be any better? I mean, it was just unbelievable last year. And what do you think? Did we top it? I mean, so I think it was incredible, and of course, that's every one of you that makes that happen. It also helped that we got to be with Robert Kiyosaki on the 20th anniversary of Rich Dad Poor Dad, which was amazing. We had a birthday party for him. We told him it was for a couple of the other guys, and he showed up at the party, and he was absolutely overwhelmed, and that was amazing. He stood up here the next day and said it was the best party he'd ever been to, and that's because of you guys, so give yourselves a hand. We have the most amazing summiteers, and the only thing missing is you. Come next year, you can get all the details as soon as we're ready to release them. In the meantime, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com/summit, or just click on the button that says summit and get on the advance notice list so you can come with us for the 2018 Investor Summit at Sea. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and Rich Dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.